Between 1280 and 1290, the Kingdom of Scotland experienced one of those catastrophes that were fatal for lands dependent on personal monarchy. Their royal family was decimated by a series of deaths. The king, Alexander III, lost all three of his children within the opening years of the decade, and then in 1286, he himself died in a fall from his horse. The only member of the royal family left alive was Alexander's young granddaughter, Margaret, a princess in Norway. The Scots were faced with a crisis, not simply of the royal family, but of the kingdom as a whole. How were they to provide for the leadership and government that was essentially the duty of their king? In 1286, the Scots came up with a solution which was temporary but effective. They chose six guardians, keepers of the peace, whose responsibility was the maintenance of government until a new ruler could be found. Six men were chosen, two bishops, two earls, and two barons. And as a committee, they performed their functions to relatively good effect. They kept the peace and they began negotiations for the marriage of the heiress, the young Princess Margaret. To provide protection and to provide a husband, they turned to their neighbour, Edward I, King of England, and negotiated a marriage between Edward's son and their princess. In conjunction with this marriage, the Scottish guardians also sought to secure the protection of their rights as a kingdom, demonstrating the Scots saw themselves not simply as the property of their ruler, but as a community, the community of the realm, possessed of their own rights and liberties. And they got promises from Edward I of England that he would respect those rights.